This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klinginer. Hurricane season is over, and now the heart of the tourism season is right around the corner. It's been almost 3 months since Hurricane Irma crossed the Florida Keys. Some parts of the Keys are still cleaning up, and some major resorts are still closed. I sat down with Stacy Mitchell, head of the Keys Tourist Development Council. Her job is to sell a subtropical vacation paradise when parts of the island chain are battered from the storm. How do you market a destination after a major disaster?
We knew that for the residents, the most important thing was to get them working, get money in their pockets, and get them back to work. There were various parts of the Keys that were okay, Key West being one of them, Key Largo being another. There were properties in Marathon who were open for business, and Isla Mirada and the Lower Keys were really hurting. The first strategy was the initial 2 weeks was to go on radio in the state of Florida. And most people are saying, why in the state of Florida? Well, Florida's our number one market, believe it or not. But also, so many of our wintertime feeder markets, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, D.C., Chicago, they'll either have friends or family in Florida. So if Floridians heard the word that we are open for business, we are okay, we are here, then when their friends and family call from those key winter feeder markets, say, oh my God, how'd the Keys do? You know, we go down there every year. They could say, they're okay. You know, they're a little beat up, but they're okay.
Are you concerned that people coming, say, to Key West are driving past piles of debris, boats on the side of the road, and that they might get a kind of a long-term bad image of the Keys?
I am very concerned about the debris that remains on US 1. The Overseas Highway is a scenic byway. It's one of America's top 10 scenic drives. And, you know, over 80% of the visitors to Monroe County drive. Although once they get into Key West per se, it doesn't look like anything happened here. They do have to drive through some very raw areas. And there's two ways to look at it. One is it's keeping it real that, yes, we did get hit by a storm. We're still in the recovery mode. There is no denying that. Number two, the best way you can help us here in the Keys is book your vacation here. So they are adding jobs and contributing to the recovery efforts by booking their vacation here.
Some folks in the Lower Keys aren't so happy with, you know, Key West, rah-rah, come party here, we're open for business. How would you address those concerns?
A little bit of my personal history. So in 2005, when we had Hurricane Wilma, my house flooded. I had about 5 to 6 feet of seawater in my house. I was employed here at the Tourist Development Council. I had my residential hat that I wore at night and my tourism official hat that I wore during the day. And it was an emotional struggle because when I saw my friends who lived in Old Town, nothing happened to them. They didn't have any flooding. They didn't have any long-term effects, negative impacts from the storm. And their lives carried on shortly after the storm had passed. Meanwhile, I had 6 to 9 months of recovery effort that I was facing. It is a conflict. And yes, we did hear some of the negative feedback, especially with the decision to continue on with Fantasy Fest and the powerboat races and the events going forward. But it's all about jobs and putting money in people's pockets so they can make the necessary repairs to get their lives back in order. The sooner we can get this economy back up and running again, the sooner those repairs can be made.
Thanks so much for talking to me today, Stacy.
Thank you very much.